Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're taking a look at a fun way to be more aware of the amount of plastic we put into the world. We had Maren Warshe and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Maren and Ashley.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
So why is it important to visualize our trash?
Well, globally, humans produce about 400 million tons of plastic waste every year.
That sounds like a lot.
It is. And in the U.S., only about 9% of our plastic waste is recycled. The rest ends up in landfills or polluting our waterways.
What can we do to cut that number down?
It depends on the country. In France, for example, manufacturers are responsible for getting rid of their packaging, which has cut down a lot on waste. In the U.S., it's on the consumer, which is one reason why we don't recycle very much.
But at the individual level, one way to cut down on your personal plastic use is to be more aware of the amount of plastic you use every day.
To learn more, we talk to
Nathan Gray. I'm the founder of House Factory Foundation and the project lead of EcoBrick US.
Nathan says plastic is going to stick around for hundreds of years, so we need to be mindful of how much we are producing.
Really, the plastic waste just never goes away, no matter what aspect or recycling method you use. So all plastic has to be thought of as a lifetime.
Nathan's grassroots organization promotes EcoBricks as a way to be aware of your waste.
Wait, what are EcoBricks?
They're actually pretty simple. They're just plastic bottles filled with pieces of other plastic.
That's it?
Yeah. The next time you finish a bottle of water, you could pack it with clean, dry plastic wrappers, and bam, you've made an EcoBrick.
Nathan's philosophy is that seeing the waste you produce right in front of your eyes is a powerful incentive to make you use less in the future.
I think that EcoBricks are mainly an education tool, something that you can build right from the comfort of your own home to realize the amount of plastic waste that you consume on a daily basis.
So, like a DIY project. Are a lot of people making EcoBricks?
According to Nathan, over 50 tons of plastic have been used to make EcoBricks so far.
Okay, but what do you do with them?
Actually, they're being used as a construction material.
EcoBricks are fairly new in the engineering world, but they're being used for small projects like benches and walls. Nathan even says he wants to build a tiny home with them.
Okay, so if I make an EcoBrick, what should I do with it?
If you don't have a project in mind, you can always make some and give them away. There are groups around the world that collect them.
There are 8 drop-off locations in the United States, mainly in New England, and they're used in projects all over the world, including Latin America, Africa, and South Asia.
So what's the takeaway here?
Well, EcoBricks won't solve our plastic problem, but they're a good reminder that we need to try to create as little waste as possible, recycle what we can, and support changes to the way we regulate all this plastic waste.
And if you feel like being creative, EcoBricks can be a way to turn your trash into a tool, both literally and for learning.
Exciting. Thanks, Maren and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.